Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 29th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and just hanging out on my own today. We got a quick update for you this morning. Not a ton happening on the live feeds, but we've got to update you on who has won the veto and just in general, some talk about jury votes and who people might bring, who might cut who in the end. So some brief things to update you on for these Big Brother Canada 6 live feeds. All right, so let's get straight into it. First, we had Will and Paris talking, and Will is telling Paris that he doesn't think he can cut Derek this week because basically, as you all should know by now, but maybe you don't, Kayla is the HOH. She nominated Maddie and Paris on the because she made a deal with Will saying, okay, Will, if you win the veto, you won't use it. Because if Will uses the veto, then she would be forced to put up Derek and then they could send Derek home. So they made a deal with Will. Will said, I swear on my son, I will not use the veto if I win it. Paris is trying to convince him against that. She's trying to say, you have to win the veto if you win this, Will. What are you talking about? And Will is legitimately saying, I can't do that. I don't think I can do that. I can't go against my word to Canada. I don't think I can go against my word to Dayla. I think the jury wouldn't respect me. Canada wouldn't respect me. I can't do it. So Paris is having a lot of trouble here with Will. This was easily their best shot, but it doesn't seem like even if Will is capable of winning his first competition in the entire game, he might not even be willing to make the move that he needs to make in order to get further. So we then have Paris and Maddie talking, and Paris is sort of venting to Maddie like, oh boy, we are in trouble. We are in trouble if one of us leaves this week. And she really, really wants Derek out of this house. But she's also saying, look, like, I think I'd vote for Derek in the end over Kayla at this point. Like, sure, you know, Kayla has been, you know, doing stuff, but I think Derek is a smarter player hiding behind Kayla. I think that, he's great socially, he's great at the competitions, and he's, you know, been able to use Kayla in the way that he has. I don't know if this is just sour grapes or if it's just Derek's social game, but it's the first person we've seen to say that they would vote for Derek over Kayla. I don't think it would make any difference. I don't think Paris will have any sway in the jury house, and all of the people in the jury house, I think, would be easily for Kayla over Derek, except for Paris. Even Maddie was more like, oh, but I feel like Kayla maybe. So nothing to worry about here, I don't think. Just interesting to note. And of course, you know, since I'm just hanging out by myself here, feel free to join us in the chat room on robisawebsite.com. We got the chat wing chat room. Ask some questions and hang out just like it's a Twitch stream. And I'll answer those questions. All right, so Paris and Kayla discuss some jury votes, talking about like who would win in this situation, who would win in this situation. It's a lot of posturing here. Kayla saying like, oh no, you could beat me. And Paris saying, oh no, I think you beat me. Oh, Paris, but you have Ryan and Will and Maddie. That's three votes right there. But Paris is like, oh, but you have Derek, Connie and Allie and Liv, and that's four people. So it's just a bunch of silliness happening there. Paris and Maddie then again talk some more. They're talking about jury votes. They're saying that they think that Paris actually might have a better chance against Kayla than against Will, which is I don't think at all correct. They have kind of a warped perspective on where the jury might lie. But again, none of this really, I think, matters because I don't expect any of these players to have a choice in who they're going to the end with if they make it to the end at all. So, but the main goal for them this week is that they want to try and get Derek out of the house. They need to get Derek out of the house. They need to try and both survive. So that's going to be their goal. And in order to do that, they need Will to win the veto and they need him to use the veto. So we go into the veto competition and Will does not win the veto. Will throws the veto. Will was in the veto competition. It was some kind of one where you can drop out. And Derek said to Will, if you want to be in the final four, you'd better drop out right now or we'll take you out of this game. And Will said, okay. And he dropped out. Will did not have the spine, to stay in that veto competition. He didn't even know if he wanted to use the veto anyway. So, he's trying to appease his masters. In doing so, he threw this veto competition, the one shot they had to take take one of the showmans out of the game. And there you go. Kayla ends up winning the veto competition. I think it came down to Kayla and Derek in the end, because of course it did. And they were legitimately trying to beat each other. They did not drop after that. Derek was actually a little bit upset that Kayla ended up beating him because this is another win on her resume. And that means that they're tied 4 comps to 4 comps instead of Derek having 5 and Kayla having 3. And Derek was like, I need these comps. I need these competition wins because I don't know if I can beat you otherwise. And I think that's true. But honestly, I don't think competition wins are going to help you too much, Derek. I think you're going to lose regardless. So Kayla has the veto. Michael in the chat is asking, is Will's bromance that strong that he just blew a chance for his trio to be in the final three? I don't think it's the bromance. I think it's genuinely that just like Will got scared. Derek successfully, intimidated Will off the competition. He panicked and he caved, he crumbled. Kelly, is there a for sure finale date? Yes, Michael answers in the chat. May 10, also, I think, is the finale date. So just a couple more weeks here, maybe like a week and a half, something like that. Not too long. We're heading into the main stretch. Nathan wants to know, who is Kayla's target? Is it Paris? No, it is not Paris. They are still targeting Maddie. Maddie is still their target for this week. However, after this veto competition, they're going to discuss more about who they want to take down to the end. So right now they're assuming Maddie is gone. Maddie is the better person at competitions of the three of them. They want to take Maddie out first. Also, they still believe that Maddie is the one that came up with this master plan to evict Derek, which is have the third person in the trio win the veto and then use it and then force her to put up Derek. When of course it was all of their plans. But Paris managed to blame it on Maddie, and then add to that the fact that Maddie is one of the people who are better at competitions. And there you go. They want Maddie out of the house. So they're also talking about potentially taking Will to the final three. I think that they are looking at Will and saying, look how easily he crumbles. He's not good at competitions. Why don't we just take him down to the final three? They both have kind of agreed on that. Then Derek kind of goes, wait, but Paris is so bad at competitions. Maybe we should take Paris to the end. Maybe we should take Paris to the final three. I'm not scared of her in competitions. And Kayla seems a little bit hesitant about this. She says, okay, well, maybe we'll just wait and see what happens next week. See who performs better in the competitions, and then make our decision after the fact. So this is an interesting note, and we'll get into it briefly about why this might be interesting, about who they'd take to the final three, because presumably it doesn't matter. Presumably it's all about who's worse at competitions. But if one of the showmans is planning on cutting the other, then it's all about who that person wants to take to the final two. And that's why we may be getting a little bit of pushback from Kayla. So speaking of the showmans potentially cutting each other, they discuss, Kayla is asking Derek, like, are you going to cut me? Are you going to do it? And Derek says, no, I promise I would never cut you. This is more than just a game to me. This is real life. And we have a real connection. And, even if I felt like I could easily beat Will, I would take you anyway. Will does not deserve the $20,000 second prize. You deserve to be there. You deserve the money. You deserve to win. If you're going to win over me, even if I thought you were going to win over me, I would still take you. I promise this is real life, and I would not do that to you. And then after he leaves, Kayla is like, well, I'm cutting Derek. That's awkward. I feel like Derek could maybe beat me. And I feel like I could probably beat the trio. So I have to do what I have to do. And I feel guilty because he's telling me that he'll take me, but this is a game. This is a game to me. He says it's real life, but it's always been a game to me. So I need to cut him. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Derek. So that's Kayla's game plan. She plans, if she wins that final three HOH, she plans on cutting Derek. Thing is, she doesn't need to, as we've talked about. She almost definitely wins over Derek. So she doesn't need to, but she's going to anyway. And I think that would win respect in the jury. But it's unnecessary, but it would be fun. It'd be fun to watch. Right. So, I'm all for it. I am all for it. As long as she doesn't do it early, because I think that would be a huge mistake. And I don't think she's planning on it. But Paris and Maddie are going to try and force her to do it early. They're going to try and convince her that she needs to do it early. If she fell for that, oh boy, that'd be terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Michael wants to know, is the first part of the final three HOH similar to the US version, endurance with hanging on? No, it's usually not. It's usually something a little weird. It's usually athletic, like a running back and forth, carrying things or like it's a different kind of endurance kind of thing, I think. Right. I might be off there, but, I don't think it's straight up endurance like it is in the US. I would say Derek or Kayla. I think that Derek and Kayla have an advantage over any of the trio in that first part and in the second part. And in the final part, it's hard to see them losing. Tracy says, Ryan explained to Derek early on in the season when the showman's cuts one at the end, it's a guaranteed win. Derek absorbed that info, was interesting conversation. Yeah. Here's the thing. Derek doesn't talk to us. Derek doesn't talk to the cameras. He's promising Kayla that he will take her, but who knows? Especially if he starts to get a vibe that she's going to cut him. Like, this is exactly the situation that we were in Big Brother 2, Big Brother Canada 2, when Netta was talking about cutting John for so long, and John was like, no, I'm definitely taking you. I'm definitely taking you. And we were like, well, Netta's basically a guaranteed win here because she's going to cut John. John's going to take her. And, I think she wins in any of those scenarios. It turns out at the last second, he kind of got a vibe. He kind of started thinking about the win and the money and everything. And he flipped around at the end. We could easily see that with Derek, especially because this isn't a super close relationship, as we know. So who knows? And you know that people are going to be getting into his head once it goes down to the final three. You can't beat her, dude. Are you really going to give up 100K? For this girl that you may not see again. We're getting into some interesting territory here with the fact that the showmans may cut each other. So that'll be interesting. Nathakits wants to know, is there any chance any of the trio can win the game? There is a chance, unfortunately. We know that Johnny is willing to vote for Will over Derek, potentially. We know that Johnny might be campaigning for Will in a situation like that. So it's actually very good of Derek to want Paris in the final three instead of Will. And it actually may be best overall for Derek, if Kayla ends up getting cut in the final four. Obviously Kayla is the one willing to do the correct move in cutting Derek when Derek is the one that actually needs to do it to cut Kayla. So if Derek lost Kayla, I think his win equity would skyrocket. And even if he doesn't lose Kayla, he needs to be able to bring somebody to the end that's not Will, because Will is the person who has the best chance of beating him in the end. And so I would say that Will is the most likely person to win in the trio, probably the only person capable of winning from the trio. And yes, Michi, Will is the most dangerous option for final two. Tina says, Paris, Maddie, and Will couldn't win a comp if they were the only ones playing. It's probably true. Nobody would win. It would be the first ever no-win competition. Let's see. How likely will the Maddie and Paris plan work? So this is what we're talking about. Paris and Maddie, they're trying to come up with a scheme to convince Kayla to cut Derek at Final Five. They're saying, you can't beat Derek in this game. You can't do it. So if you let him survive, this is your one opportunity. You have all the power this week. This is going to be your one opportunity to cut him. What they should be doing is referring back to Big Brother Canada 2, because Netta was planning on cutting John, but she never got the opportunity. So what they need to be doing is being, let's say, like, look, remember Big Brother Canada. You need to take the opportunity when it presents itself. You need to take him out or he's going to beat you. I think that might actually get inside of Kayla's head and she might start to consider it at that point. But again, it would be a huge mistake for her because Derek is willing to take her right now. And it would lead to a much tougher road down to the end because she can't compete in the HOH next week. That's the only way I think it could work. It's not really what they're doing though. They're not referring to Big Brother Canada 2, but they are saying this is your one opportunity. This is the time that you need to take to cut Derek. How likely is it to work? I think it's very unlikely. I don't think that Kayla is going to do it. I don't think Kayla is willing to cut Derek yet. I think she recognizes that she needs him in this game and hopefully recognizes that even if the worst happens and she ends up in the final two with him, that she can still probably beat him, which is why she needs to keep it up and keep him in the game. Let's see. Has Derek ever brought up the possibility of cutting Kayla since the beginning of the season? It's always been Kayla that's talked about it. I don't think that Derek has mentioned it much, if at all. He may have talked about it to like the bros, like, oh, well, secretly we'll be the bros. And, you know, I'll take you guys over Kayla. But that was a while ago. I don't think he's mentioned it in a long time. And I do believe that he's genuine in this moment planning on taking Kayla. That doesn't mean his mind won't change like John's did in Big Brother Canada 2. But I think that right now he does plan on taking Kayla, and anything else that he may or may not say, which he hasn't yet, would all just be smoke. All right, so we had Maddie talking to Kayla, trying to pitch this plan, right? So Maddie says, you need to cut Derek, and this is your opportunity. And Kayla says, I know I need to cut Derek. I'm planning on cutting Derek. And Maddie's like, oh, perfect. Well, you need to do it this week. This is the week that you have the power to do it. If you go on for too long, then you open yourself up to the possibility that you never have a chance again. And then you lose this game. This is when you need to take the shot. Kayla's like, I don't know, maybe. Maddie comes away from that conversation thinking, I feel like we might have something, Paris. She talks to Paris. She's like, I feel like she's close. I feel like if you go in there and reinforce this, that Kayla might actually buy into it. I think that it might even be her plan already because she said she's willing to cut Derek. Let's do this. Let's go for it. I think we got a shot here. And this is when Paris goes back into like abusive partner mode. And she's just like, I don't know though. Did you say anything else to her? What were you wearing? You know, like just very suspicious, Paris, like berating Maddie. Like, did you also promise her anything else? Are you trying to get me out? If the nominations stay the same, am I going to be leaving because of you? Is that what's going to happen? Are you playing the game, Maddie? And Maddie's just like, no, I swear. That's the only thing I talked to her about. I talked about trying to get Derek out. I swear to God. I just feel awful for Maddie. already. This is like seriously abusive. It's crazy. So Paris just railing on Maddie, and she doesn't end up talking to Kayla about it that night. She's scared. She's scared to talk to Kayla. She's scared about changing the status quo. And she's right to be scared, not right to unnecessarily berate Maddie, but she's right to be scared to talk to Kayla, because right now Maddie is going, and there's a decent chance that Paris is going to get taken to the final four. Sorry, to the final three by Dayla if she keeps her mouth shut. And if she focuses too much on trying to change up the plan, spearhead something, then things could always change. So I don't think she should try too hard here. I think she should let Maddie gun for it and see where that takes them. Let's see. Is the studio is too far from the house to have a live finale? How do the house guests hear the applause? When Orisa is talking, there's like a button that she presses to have the audio come through, and so when she does that, you can hear the crowd behind her. Let's see. I wish Maddie would realize the perception that Paris has of her won't change and just accept it and go against Paris. It's what she needs to do, but she's not going to. She's probably going to vote for Paris in the end too, if Paris gets there. So, and that's another thing. I think the reason that Kayla is trying to get Will into the final three is that Kayla might feel like Will has a better is easier to beat than Paris, because Kayla, as we know, has been saying all season long, Paris is the biggest social threat in the game. She even talked about, like, Paris, you got three votes locked up, Will, Maddie, and Ryan. I don't think that Kayla wants to go against Paris in the final two. And she shouldn't, because I think Paris does have those three votes potentially locked in. And so all it would take is just one person to be, you know what? Screw Kayla. I don't like her. Maybe Derek is super pissed that Kayla, cut him at the end and votes for Paris. Who knows? So she feels like Will would be an easier beat. But Will isn't really an easier beat, I don't think. I think that potentially, I mean, you probably have Johnny. Johnny did say he would be happy to see Kayla win. So Will is probably an easier beat. Will might have Maddie. He might have Paris. Maddie, even though, was talking about how she might not even be giving Will her vote. So I do think Will is a better person for Kayla, even though he's probably a worse person for Derek. But either way, it's interesting, because Kayla, I think, has the best chance of beating Derek over anyone else, because I think she would win 6-1 potentially unanimously against Derek, versus a 4-3 victory over Paris or a 5-2 victory over Will, something along those lines. So she is concerned about who they take to the final three, because she knows that she's planning on taking that person to the end. So that will be interesting. Let's see. What can Maddie do to save herself? She needs to stop feeling guilty and throw Paris and Will under the bus and hope for the best, because, you know, she needs to convince. I think there's a couple things she needs to do. She needs to convince Kayla that Paris has been throwing competitions. Paris has been throwing competitions all season long. She only started to try to win very recently. So even though we have similar track records in that we've all not won much, Paris, she's only been trying recently. So her percentage, like the amount of times she's had the opportunity to actually win when she's trying, is much less. So she's much more likely to be a good contender in these competitions in the future than I am. Second, she has the best social game in the house. If you let her get down to the end and then, you know, you let Derek get tricked into taking her over you, and then you watch Paris win this game, you're going to really regret it. Will is also somebody that can win in physical competitions. Will, he's got this bro thing with Derek. You don't want to end up having Derek take Will and then have Will beat Derek, or Derek beat Will, and then, you know, you're left on the outs. You know that Derek is not going to take me. You know that he hates me. I will pick you over Derek 100%. That's what she needs to do. But she's too focused on feeling guilty about what Paris is saying. And so she's not doing it. unfortunately. So you kind of can say, you know, what Paris is doing is having an effect and it's keeping Paris a little bit safe, but it's also just hard to watch. It seems unnecessary. Let's see. Tracy, tell Kayla Paris is spearheading Derek's demise. Yes. Yeah, something along those lines. Where would you put the current final five on the winner rankings? I mean, that's hard. It's hard to know how they get there, what the jury vote looks like. I think Kayla is either the best winner or the second best winner. It will depend on what happens and how she gets there and how she wins. Anybody else? Derek would probably be either the best winner or the second best. He'd probably be the second best. I don't know. Depends on how he gets there. If he cuts Kayla, I think he's the best winner. I think that's probably the case. No, maybe. Might be behind John. But either way, I think either Kayla or Derek, they're ahead of the rest of the pack, except for John, potentially. And also, you know, with Kevin, the more they keep these competitions the same, the more it's like, well, Kevin actually was a pretty reliable win. So you kind of got to keep an eye out on Kevin as well. And then the trio, they're the typical Big Brother Canada winner. Any one of them, they'd just be toward the bottom of any list. And I think that's just basically going to be the case. People go into finale. Have fun at finale. Are we going to be in Toronto for the finale? Current plans, no. But maybe a slight chance. It would be me going, but probably not. I don't know. We'll see. Is there anyone bitter on the jury? I don't think so. I mean, Allie was kind of mad. We know Ryan was pissed at Dayla, but I don't think we're going to get a bitter jury. I don't think so. All right. So that's what I've got for you this morning on the live feed update. I hope we answered some questions here and did the brief update. Again, not too much happening. There's not a whole lot of room to play in this house, but still some minor interesting things, especially when it comes to will Derek or Kayla cut each other. That's really going to be the main storyline for the rest of the season. So thank you everyone for joining us. Make sure you follow me on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taran. Hang out with me on Twitch. I just did another stream last night. We talked some Big Brother. We talked some movies, TV shows, all of that great stuff. You know, it's fun. Come hang out. Taran Armstrong on Twitch. And then I will be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on the live feeds once again. And Rob will be live after the episode, to recap the Monday night episode of Big Brother Canada 6. And then Tuesday night, we will have our roundtable, LFC Roundtable podcast. We'll update the stock watch. We'll lick our wounds from all of the shares of stock that were lost in the triple eviction and try to update the stock watch and buy some new shares and all of that good stuff. So check out the roundtable. And like I said, only about a week and a half away from the finale of Big Brother Canada 6. So looking forward to it. Good stuff. All right, guys, thank you so much for hanging out, for joining me. I'll see you next time.